Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection. August 5th, 2020, I got a prophetic word for the month of August and beyond. I've got the Enlightened Connection team also in the chat room. If you're joining us live, you can chat in your questions. I'll be doing a Q&A at the end as well. Be sure to check out my website, DougAddison.com. Also, the Daily Prophetic Word, hashtag Daily Prophetic. You'll find them all over the internet. All right, well, let's get going. Lord, we ask that you would open up the heavens. We pray right now for an infusion of hope, an infusion of joy, an infusion of peace. We break the spirit of fear and hopelessness. And Lord, I pray that you would open up the cures and everything that we need for the COVID-19, for the coronavirus. We break through. This is a month of breakthrough. I feel strongly. We're going to come out of this month looking different than we went in. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, this month, the seer gift or anointing is returning. And since Pentecost, which was May 31st, 2020, I started noticing my ability to see in the spirit start to increase. Then God began to speak to me about this. Acts 2:17 and 18. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit out on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. And your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. I heard the Lord say that the seer anointing or the seer gifting is going to be re-released back on. It's not just limited to the church, because this is business, this is government, this is available to people right now. And it's a worldwide thing, but you got to press in to get this. And it's going to be re-released on the 45th anniversary of the late seer prophet Bob Jones having his encounter, his first encounter in heaven. He actually died on August 8th, 1995, 45 years ago. And he went to heaven and the Lord sent him back. He said, I'm sending you back to wake up the church because I'm going to bring a billion youth to myself in one of the greatest moves of all time. So we need to get ready for the billion soul harvest. That was Bob's life. If you don't know, he went back to heaven in 2014. But his entire life was about raising up the billion soul harvest. This is the biggest revival we've ever seen. The Lord prophesied this. But also, Bob was a seer prophet. We haven't seen his type of anointing. And what happened is, Bob thought that that would happen in his lifetime. And there was different variables. But it was a Habakkuk 2:3 prophetic word. In fact, the Lord said he's moving on Habakkuk 2:3 words. For the revelation awaits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false, though it linger. It will surely come. Wait on it, and it will come. It's one of those words. The Lord told me that Bob, you know, he just had this amazing seer anointing that we've been missing. My wife Linda and I, we started our ministry, Enlightened Connection, 18 years ago in 2001, just after viewing a Bob Jones video about this, about the billion soul harvest. The Lord said to me that I'd be part of fulfilling that prophetic word. Wow, I had no idea. We actually literally at that time at age 42, we sold everything, everything but our bed, practically our personal belongings. We sold it all and we went into this. We moved forward into it and began to, you know, we mentored with Bob Jones and John Paul Jackson, Larry Randolph and some others. And the Lord has really aligned us for this. And we've been standing on this prophetic word about global revival. And the Lord said that the coming, starting in August, you know, it's not going to be Bob's mantle or anything like that. but it's going to be a fresh infusion of the seer type of gifting that that he operated in. And the ability to see and discern the Spirit, the dreams, visions, the prophetic words, also prophetic acts, all kinds of different things. And then I also saw an army of seers being raised up for this generation. The seer gift is not to see in visions, very misunderstood. It's using all the senses. We know this because of Isaiah 29:10 says, "But he sealed your eyes, the prophets, and he covered your heads, the seers." So the prophet gift operates in the ability to see what God says. He's covered the eyes, but the seer gift is like a head. A head actually has all the senses. It has hearing, seeing, speaking, sensing. It has it all, and that's why the seer gift is misunderstood. But God's going to release a new seer anointing right now that's going to help us get through this COVID-19 storm. It's going to help align us for what's coming. You know, I had gotten a prophetic word that December 31st, we're going to enter into a new season. Doesn't mean everything's going to, you know, it won't be a battle. We need to contend for this. But right now, the houses of the seers are coming back. 1 Samuel 9:18. "Then Saul drew near to Samuel in his gate and said, 'Please tell me, where is the house of the seer?'" You know, over the years, the Lord has positioned strategic seers, seer types of prophets that could give you an accurate word of the Lord in season. You could go to them. Some of them operate in homes, others churches, other, you know, small meetings and hotels. And the houses of the seers are now going to increase, both number of physical houses, physical meetings, and also on the internet. So watch for internet-based prophetic seers to emerge. If that's you, maybe this is your time. You know, I used to go to Bob Jones' house. He ministered to millions, I mean literally millions of people over the years, because he opened his sofa, right out of his sofa, he opened his house up. For decades, people would go to his house. I went over every Tuesday at a, you know, he had a meeting at his house, and it was the house of the seer. There was also one that influenced my life, give you a couple examples, but it was in a guy's garage. It was Pastor Hatfield, the first prophet, the seer type of prophet that I met. And when I met him, he gave me a prophetic word that blew me away. I mean, it really blew me away. He said, "You're going to come into dreams and visions." This was 1992. And I was not in the place where the, you know, this prophecy was beyond what I actually was at then, but it's what I am doing now. I'm coming to dreams and visions, and also the things that I'm doing right now. I was told this by a seer type of prophet who had a meeting in his garage. Then another one that really impacted me was Brother Albert in Campbell, California. I don't know if he still meets. I think his last name was Ramirez, but his door was always open. They had a Thursday night meeting at a hotel room. And you get a tape, you know, he would prophesy over everyone. But he's a seer type of prophet. He also was the one who told me that I would get healed of Huntington's disease. When we launched Inline Connection, I was an out-of-work pastor that Huntington's had hit my family. He said, "You're going to get healed of this disease. And within 1 year, I see you traveling back and forth across the country, showing people a new way to do evangelism." And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. So those houses, you know, one was in a house. One was in a garage, another was in a meeting, you know, at a hotel. It could be in a church, doesn't matter. The Lord's going to raise up the house of the seer. It's going to be live and online. And I'm going to just say, if that's you or if you know someone, we need to step up right now and get those accurate words from people and start opening things up. I've opened up my prophetic consultations. I can't do a lot of them, you know, I'm pretty busy, but I opened the house of the seer up for me to be able to help people to get up to a new level, those who need a breakthrough in their life. And I don't have that many, but I'm just saying, I'm activating this word. God wants to open your eyes. Here's what the seer gift's going to do. It's going to open your eyes and break fear. 2 Kings 6:16-17. If you want to decree this, this is it. 2 Kings 6:16-17. "Do not be afraid." This was Elisha. Told there's a servant that was with him. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them or against us." Then Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened his eyes And he looked, and on the hills he saw the horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. I'm going to say right now, Lord, we want to break the spirit of fear. Help us to see that more is with us than against us. Help us to see now. Open our eyes. You opened my eyes. Now I pray for people to have their eyes opened in this season right now. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't even have to be a seer. You could operate in this because it's access to every gift. So Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Well, here's what to expect. Well, first of all, what not to expect is the goal really is not to see angels. Don't expect to see the Lord. Be disappointed if you're not. Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. The goal of the prophetic is to know him better. The goal of everything that God is releasing right now. The best thing to do is let go of expectations of what that might look like. You don't have to see the Lord. You don't have to see angels. Instead, look to God and ask what you need. Ask him what you need. Ask him to reveal his love and to give you wisdom, greater level of understanding. That's coming to us right now. And there's also going to be an increase in dreams. We're going to see the dream and the understanding of dreams start to increase. I saw Genesis 28:12, Jacob's ladder, and he had a dream which he saw a stairway resting on earth, and its top reached the heavens, and angels were ascending and descending on it. Now, you can expect Jacob's ladder to open over you. The dreams are going to start to increase the next couple months. My goodness, angels are already there. Jesus refers to this, by the way. He brings it into the New Testament in John chapter 1, somewhere in the 40s, I forgot. He was dealing with Nathanael. He gave him a prophetic word that he said, you're going to see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. In other words, this is a real thing. This is real. It's written in both the Old Testament and New Testament. I saw Jacob's ladder being placed over people right now. And the ability, whether you see them or not, you don't have to see to have this happen. I'm a seer. I see stuff, but I don't see everything. I just know. I just know it's there. So you might need to take this by faith. So God's going to unblock dreams. Many people have been asking. In fact, one of the frequently asked questions in a training I've been doing just recently on the seer anointing and seer gifting was I've been blocked from dreaming. I used to dream. Well, here's the deal. Maybe some people dream, can't remember, and you've been kind of stuck. We are in a global attack right now. Keep that in mind. The angels are quite busy. We're in a global attack right now, and there's a storm that the enemy wants to stop you. On top of the storm, he wants you to stop getting revelation from God. And, you know, if this is you, I'm going to do a prayer that's going to open this up. He's going to open your eyes. He's going to open the dream world. I had to break through. I was getting hit, man. I wasn't getting the revelation in dreams quite as much. And I took authority. I had to take a drive, actually, get out from my area, take a drive, because one of the things was locally in the L.A. area that was trying to come against me. And so I took a drive to be able to break this open as well. But here's what I want you to do. Matthew 16:19 talks about the keys of the kingdom. I will give you, this is Jesus talking, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. There's an attack right now happening on earth. You're being bound on earth. This attack is happening on earth to stop you from hearing from heaven. So, first, Lord, we repent for anything that we may have done, knowingly or unknowingly, that has stopped revelation, hearing the Lord, or dreams, or any level of encountering you. Now we stand holding the keys of the kingdom from Matthew 16:19. And we ask, Lord, we bind on earth this attack and we close it off. And now, Lord, according to Matthew 16:19, with this authority and the keys of the kingdom, we bind the attack of dreams, of not getting revelation from God. that's being stolen. We bind demonic forces. We bind witchcraft right now. And we loose or release the dreams, the solution of dreams, the interaction, the revelation, the backlog. Some people have a backlog of revelation coming to them. We open the heavens now, Lord. Open the heavens and give us insight. Open dreams and visions and the ability to hear you and know you and know your will. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. We activate the seer anointing and the houses of the seer over this prophetic word that you've given me for this month. And it's just an encouraging time. We do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's a powerful one. I know we're going to hear some people getting opened up. It might take some time. Just keep firing at. The thing is, get out of discouragement. Don't stay in that place of discouragement. Don't let the enemy hold you down. And it's a time right now that we need that solution. I saw the solution of COVID-19. I was actually released sometime in the month of June. And the anointing for it, also the medical solutions, there's more than one, being released. And we need to break off the spirit of fear and hopelessness. We need to step up and not step back. Don't shrink back right now. Step up into what God has. Be safe and still have faith based on what you need. My needs are different. My wife and I, we social distance a little bit different than other ministers because of our, you know, a couple different factors with the health of people around us and things like that. But at the same time, we're standing in faith. We're standing up and saying enough is enough. We're storming the gates of heaven and saying, Lord, release the solutions right now. Release the solutions in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, man, it's a powerful time. DougAddison.com is my website. And I've got a training coming up I want to tell you about. And it's going to be a powerful one. In fact, we just did the seer anointing. And now, by popular demand, I'm going to be doing something I haven't done in a couple of years, and it's how to discern God's voice. This is called Discern God's Voice, how to know you're hearing God accurately, how to know you're hearing accurately. And August 22nd, 10 a.m. to noon, it's an online workshop. It's normally 37, but if you the next couple of days, it's only 32 if you register right now. If you're a partner, you get another 10% off that. DougAddison.com/discern. Watch the video, take a look at it. But a couple of things that's going to happen. I really believe that God's going to move in the area of helping you to be able to distinguish good from evil, to be able to know the difference between your voice, the Lord's voice, and the enemy's voice, and other sources. And I've been training people how to do this. I did a training a couple years ago on it, and it was based on the five principles that I was using at that time. This is updated now for our season that we're in now, how to learn to discern, how to know that you're hearing the Lord. It takes some practice, but I'll give you some exercises, some tools to be able to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So mark the calendar, or actually just sign up right now for that. Consider giving to what we do. We're an online ministry and we reach around the world. DougAddison.com/give. Or you can text the word L-O-V-E to 45888. 45888. Go to DougAddison.com. Or actually, you can do it on our app. If you haven't gotten the app, it's in the Apple App Store or Google Play as well. And pick up my app, because then you turn on the notifications, you get notified when I go live. You get notified daily of the daily prophetic words and different things like that. It is free. All right. Wow. I feel a powerful time coming on. And this is definitely a season of shifting. And the thing is to stay on course. Don't get discouraged. Don't get sidetracked. I get a lot of questions right now. Actually, one of the number one questions that I get is I'm not able to dream, or I used to be able to dream. And that's why I just did what I did. I actually changed the ending of Spirit Connection this week so that it would include something on dreaming, because, you know, people aren't able to dream and we're moving into a season of dream. That's why I changed the end there. If you're not able to dream or not able to hear God, go back through and listen to this again, get the keys. I prayed. I said, Lord, give me a verse. What do we need? You know, I was looking for a verse to decree. Maybe we need to find something to decree when it came to opening up the heavens over your dreams and hearing the Lord. And he told me this. He said, just tell them to hold the keys of the kingdom. Take authority over it and bind that on earth, that it will be bound in heaven and release it over you. And that's what we just did. So that answers a lot of the questions that we got in. Another question we're getting right now is about numbers. You know, people notice that there's numbers appearing everywhere, and I get them. I get them a lot. And if you have a clock as the seer, boy, you're a prophetic seer already. If you have a digital clock and God's speaking all the time, like the number 333 comes up. And I tell you, I just saw this one for the first time. Three is usually the number of the Lord, but 333, I just remembered this, is Jeremiah 33:3. When you see 333, look up Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon the Lord and he will answer you. He'll give you. In other words, he's saying, I have an answer for you. You need to press in and get it. 222 means that things are about to double. Could be a verse as well. 111 or 111. Could be Deuteronomy 111, which is, I want to bless you 1,000 times, or things you're about to line up. Or 1111. Could be the Deuteronomy 11:11 is when the Israelites moved into the promised land. They got out of the wilderness. Deuteronomy 11:11 and 12 is when they got out of the wilderness. They're finally going into the promised land. And in verse 12, Deuteronomy 11:12, you want to decree this. Moses said, this is not the land you came out of, like Egypt, that you had to till by hand or by foot, like a vegetable garden. He says, nope, this is a land that drinks from the rain of heaven. And that means that you move into a season. That's what we're in. We're in a season of getting out of the rain of heaven. We're blessed in the downturn. And we're blessed to be a blessing. You know, we are in a season where we've positioned under that. The Deuteronomy 11:11, and we've been seeing 11:11 for a long time. We haven't fully made it, but I tell you, we're paying it forward all the time, and we're paying back things. My wife and I, we got money from our government, you know, to help us out. You know, everyone got the checks. We paid ours forward, and when we heard they're getting more, we're going to pay those forward again, and we just keep giving into. If you have that money, you know, if you have the ability to do this, pay it forward right now. Whenever you can, because it will come back to you. It's a powerful time. So if you want to know more about numbers, my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, is one place to take a look at it. The Dream Crash Course talks a little bit. But also, if you want to do something right now, just do an internet search. Doug Addison, what do numbers mean? Doug Addison, what do numbers mean? And I have a blog post, a couple of them, but I have one particular one that'll come up and give you some of the meanings of the numbers, because people need that right now, and things are lining up, and there's no formula for this. You know, a lot of times it could be a Bible verse, or it could be a date, it could be different things like that. All right, here's some more questions. These are about the seer gift. I have a sense of smell in the spirit. Is that possible, and what does that mean? Well, a lot of people are asking this, and yes, it is a spiritual gift. Remember that Isaiah 29, that he covered the heads of the seers, includes the ears, the eyes, the nose, talks about discernment, the ability to discern. That's discerning of spirits. I have that gift too. And I, you know, when you can, something's fishy, you smell something. Maybe sometimes I'll get something, and I'll smell something, and like a fowl, or I'll smell the sweet fragrance of the Lord will come in. And so that's a discernment level. And, you know, or memory. Think about it this way, is it could also be in your memories. I'll suddenly get a memory of something. And it's the seer discernment gift. It's very misunderstood. And I'm going to be releasing more on this. The seer, boy, we had a very big turnout and response to my seer workshop. But we're going to be doing the seer part two very soon. So we'll also be, if you didn't get a chance to take that, we'll release the Seer one again. But this is happening right now. It's going to happen. I just feel it really strongly. God is releasing that sense of smell and the smelling in the spirit. It's the discernment of spirits, people. You're very misunderstood. I'm one of them. And sometimes you just need to listen and obey and pray. Most of it's just to pray. All right, here's another question. Is there a difference between seer prophets and the watchman calling? Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman, and also Habakkuk was a watchman. And the watchman is a prayer, you know, is a prayer and intercession person. And the seer, actually there is, it's just two, you can be both. I'm both. The seer is a type of prophet. Now we have two schools of the prophets. Schools meaning two streams that people operate in, you know. And one is the Nabi prophet, N-A-B-I, Nabi prophet. That's the Hebrew word for flow or bubble up. And those are the types of prophets that just bubble up and give a prophetic word, thus saith the Lord. They just, you know, go this flow. But then the seers, though, I can do both, but I flow with a seer. The seer sees things. I see the name written over you. I see the word joy. I see this. And then you have to interpret it. So the seers don't just flow. I go back and forth between the two. But my primary gift is to be in the flow of getting that seer where I have to think about it and explain it to people. But then the watchman calling is how you operate it. You can be either one of those, but the watchman is where you see things for the nations. I have that. I get up and I see things for people. I see things for the, I have that watchman gift. I'm up every day early praying and I'm watching. I'm waiting and watching for what God is going to say. And so the seer and the prophetic gift works, but the watchman is a specific type of calling. It's similar to prophetic intercession. We need more of it right now. God has called many people to operate and to flow in the intercession gift. And I want to just say right now, we need to step up. We need to stop believing that we're going down. We need to not come into agreement with fear. And we need to storm the gates right now. Storm the gates of heaven. And we need to storm the gates and just say, Lord, release this. We pray. We come into agreement right now. We say, Lord, release, release, release from heaven the things that have been held back from us, the repayment for all that's been lost with jobs and loss of life. We pray for the repayment of things that we should have already been operating in, but for whatever reason, we haven't been able to. We speak right now the justice system to come into place, that all the injustices that we're seeing would now be amended and the things would start to happen. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh-wee. All right. Well, remember, watch for the seer, a gift is starting to come. The seer anointing is going to pop up, come back online. Be sure to sign up or go look at my video on how to know if you're hearing God accurately, discern God's voice. It's August 22nd, 2020. And you could go there, DougAddison.com/discern. And also, just be at peace right now. I tell you, I've moved into a time of peace. And we're coming out of a seven-year season. I'll talk more about that next month. But 7 years ago, 2013, we walked through a seven-year season in which God is now bringing us into a new time. So just be encouraged. All right. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.